Right. You're holding off Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, atop the Mishnah, Yud Zayin. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim, on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to bring a korban Shlomim, a Shalmi Chagiga you could bring on Yom Tov, V'yein Soimchen Aleim, but you can't make a smicha, like we had the Mishnah before, you can't make a smicha on Yom Tov. That's Beishamai Talocha. Avalo Yoylus, but a korban oila, even a korban oila as riya chayvas hayoyim, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Since there's no lochen at all, it's only burnt, the whole thing is kulo l'Hashem, it's also to make the shchita to do the aktor on Yom Tov. That's by Shammai Shita. Rashi says, mevi in shlomim bi Yom Tov shehein achila tejit. Since from a shlomim you're allowed to eat from it also, semel is called lochem, therefore by Shammai agrees you could do it on Yom Tov. But v'yein soimchen aleim, you can't do the mitzvah smicha, the owner has to put his hands and his whole weight on top of the animal, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Could the Amrinon, like we had before, Ella, what should you do? Soimech aleim erev Yom Tov. The Yetzer is make the smicha before Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, the Bailim comes to the korban and puts his two hands and all his weight on top of the head of the animal. V'sheichat v'Yom Tov. And you'll make the shchita tomorrow on Yom Tov. Because by Shammai Shita is to loy be'inon takeof l'smicha shchita. You do not have to have takeof. You're allowed to do the smicha before the shchita. The other shchita is no smicha has to be done right before the shchita. It's like that you'll have to do it b'davka on Yom Tov. Of course the shchita has to be on Yom Tov. But according to the Beis Shammai, no, you're allowed to make a smicha beforehand. So that's the Yetzer. Make the smicha on erev Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov you just bring the korban on Shalmei Chagiga. Yeah, but yeah, right. Smicha is only right. It's only mitzvah, not likuva. Avuloy mevi'in oilos bi'oison sheyochol hovilach Yom Tov. Azach that even though it's a chayva sayim, but it has to be such a chayva that you can bring it tomorrow. Midrash means lafuke the korban atomid, the korban atomid, even though it's also an oila, but that you can't bring tomorrow. Korban oila every day has its own korban oila, korban atomid. So that avada b'shamei grish you could bring on Yom Tov. Just the korban like oilas riyah, that if you don't bring it the first day Yom Tov, you have a tashlumim, you can bring it the next day, but Shammai holds you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. The pasuk says, "Hu levadi yosu lachem." You're only allowed to cook and do things lachem for yourself. So he dashin lachem for you, for le gvoya. You're not allowed to do le gvoya. You can't bring a korban oila since it's kula lachem. There's no lachem involved. Therefore, even though the oila is riyah, that's a chayvus to bring today. But since Lamaisa you could have a tashlumim, you could make up for it tomorrow, then Shammai Shittim is, you're not allowed to bring it today on Yom Tov. Ubeisil, Mishnah says now, Ubeisil Lomim, Beisil says no, Beisil Lomim, Mevi'in Shlomim V'yolus. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring even a korban oila, you could bring. A befrat and oila's riya, v'schoiva to bring today, you're allowed to bring it today. V'soimchin aleyin, second thing, you're allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov also. That's Beisil Shita. First, Beisil holds the mitzvah is take off the smicha shchita. Right after the smicha, you have to do the shchita, and the shchita has to be on Yom Tov. Therefore, you're allowed to do this shvus on Yom Tov. It's doicha Yom Tov. Since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Weiter. Atzeres shechal lios bero Shabbos. What's going to be if Chag HaShavuos Atzeres comes out on Friday? Is Beishama Yomrim Yom Tavuach Achra Shabbos? Like, when is the day to bring the Korbanos? As a Korban Eilas Riyah, that Beishama holds you can't bring it on Yom Tov. So Yom Tov came out on Friday. So the night you can't Shecht on Friday. And who are them Shit the Shabbos so you can't bring the Korban? So the answer is that the Tashlumim for the Korbanos of Shavuos for 7 days after Shavuos, therefore Yom Rishon on Sunday, that's the Yom Tavuach. That's the day to bring the Korbanos. Rashi Yom Tavuach shall Korbanos Ria v'chagiga shall Yom Tov is liachra Shabbos shein kraven loy b'Yom Tov loy b'Shabbos. Even the Korban shall mechagiga v'estoyz is not brought the first day Yom Tov. Right, that's for sure not. I mean, the mitzvah shall mechagiga is only brought from the second day onwards, because the first day, the shal mechagiga is supposed to be the first day. That's Rashi saying the son. Rashi saying, according to Beishama, even though Beishama said, mevi in shlomim, you could bring shlomim on Yom Tov. Well, we'll see. The Tosfos says the Kash and Rashi. The Tosfos says Yom Tovuach Achra Shabbos. The Tosfos says Pirush Rashi Kabonas Riyah VeChagiga Shein Kreivim Loi BeYom Tov Loi BeShabbos. According to Beshama, you can't bring it on Friday Yom Tov. You can't bring it on Shabbos. So Yetzer is supposed to bring it on Sunday. The Tosfos says Loi Tochen Loi Mar. The Chagiga Amai Loi. Like why can't you bring Korban Chagiga? It's a Shlomim, and that's the Reish of the Mishnah. That Beshama says you could bring Shlomim on Yom Tov. And the frat, if it's a shalmi chagiga, that's a chayv to bring today. Omaishna mishlomel by shalmai. Omiyo by shalmi maisi, omrulem le beisil, le dom le dom le chichoy. So the boy, yom le beisil. Poshilon, the other way, is just the shalos yom tvuach on Sunday will be because of the korbanoila. The korbanoila can't be brought on Yom Tov, can't be brought on Shabbos, therefore, according to by shalmai, the yom tvuach is called Achra Shabbos. No, you don't have to make the Karbonus after Shabbos. According to Beis Hillel, you could bring the Karbonus on the first day Yom Tov. Bring it on Friday. Friday is Shavuos. Bring your Karbonus. Both the Karbon Elos Ria and the Karbon Shalmi Chagiga, both could be brought on Yom Tov. Trashi, ain lo Yom Tovuach. Ain it tzricha Yom Tovuach shemuta lakrivim b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring your Karbonus on Yom Tov itself. Let's say Atzeres Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, Shayem Tavuach Achra Shabbos. Then even Beis Hillel agrees that on Shabbos you can't bring a Shalmi Chagiga, you can't bring an Elas Riyah, so the day to bring it is Sunday, the day after Shavuos, that's the day to bring it. Now, in such a case on Sunday, Ein Koyen Godol Mislah Besh Bekeluf, a Koyen Godol is not supposed to walk out on that Yom Rishon dressed up nicely. Now Rashi explains it doesn't mean it's big dekuna, it means privately in his house, he should not wear a big day Yom Tov. Umutorim be'espid. This Sunday you'll have to say a hespid. The Chol Medavka did not want us to make it like it look like a Yom Tov even. Uvetainis. If you want to fast this Isru Chag, even though usually on Isru Chag you're not supposed to fast, here but when Shavuos came out on Shabbos, and Sunday is Isru Chag, you're allowed to mamish make it Chol Gomer. You could fast and say a hespid. Why? Not to listen to the tzedukim that they used to say atzeres achra Shabbos. Supposed as machras a Shabbos that they used to dash and that Shavuos has to come out Sunday. Shavuos is always on Sunday. So therefore, since Shavuos is on Sunday, that's what they held. So we held not like that. We held Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. So therefore, when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so when even though Sunday is the Yom Tavuach, but you don't make it look like a Yom Tov. Don't agree to the Tzedukim. Therefore, you can fast that day, you can make a Spedim that day, and the Kohen Gadol should not dress so nicely that day. The Rashi says, Ein Kohen Gadol mislabesh bekelim, noyim bebeisoy, you shouldn't dress nicely like Yom Tov Vikam begodim. Uveshuk, v'lav b'shas avoyda kovim. We're not talking about when he's doing the avoyda, because then he has no choice. When he's doing the avoyda, he has to wear big dekuna. V'loy b'big dekuna kovim. We're not talking about the begodim big dekuna. Just at home, he should not dress up nicely today. Everybody should understand. Today is not a Yom Tov. If they had tzedukim, because the tzedukim used to say, yes, Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. So not to make that mistake, we don't make Sunday look like a Yom Tov. So the Gemara. Omer Rebbe Loz, Omer Rav Oshia. Minayin liyatzeres yeshko tashlumim. That's mashma kol shiva. All 7 days after atzeres, if you didn't bring the shalmi chagiga or korban elos riyah, you could bring it. And that's mashma klof in the Mishnah that there are tashlumim. Even Beis Hillel agrees that when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you don't bring the korbanos on Shavuos, but you bring it tomorrow after Shabbos. So you see, there's a tashlumim. Then how do we know even the 7 days? So the Gemara says, Shenam the pasuk says, Ba'chag ha'matzois. Uvechag ha-shavuos, uvechag ha-sukos. Says together, these three. Is makish chag ha-shavuos to chag ha-matzos. There's a hekish that we learn out shavuos from Pesach. Ma chag ha-matzos. Yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. Just like the korbanos that you're supposed to bring the first day of Pesach. If you don't bring the shalmi chagiga elos riyah, you could bring it all 7 days of Pesach. Is av chag ha-shavuos, yesh lo tashlumim. The same thing aloha by shavuos. Kol Shiva, if you don't bring the Karbonus the first day, you have a right the next 7 days to bring the Karbonus, just like Pesach. Fred the Gemara, this is the Hekesh, this Pasuk. Fred the Gemara, V'yema, Makesh Lachaga Sukkis. If so, why don't we say, Shavuos is Neymar to Sukkis? So what does that mean? Machaga Sukkis. Yesh lo tashlumim kol shmeina, just like Sukkis has a tashlumim all 8 days, maybe av chaga shvuas, yesh lo tashlumim kol shmeina, maybe 8 days a shvuas should have, not 7 like Pesach. Let's rather learn out from Sukkis, it has 8 days. For the Gemara, no, even by Sukkis, I'll tell you, Shemini is regal b'fnei atzmihu. Shemini atzeres the 8th day, it's not a tashlumim for Sukkis, that's a Yom Tov by itself. So if we're learning out for Dina Tashlumim, Tashlumim to make up for the first day on Sukkot is also only 7 days, not 8 days. So Mora says, no, that's not true. Ey Modi Amri, when do I say that Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmahu, that Shmini Atzeres, is called the Yom Tif by itself? Hani Mili, when is that said? Linyan, Pazar, and Keshav. Like we had, it has its own karbon is true, it has its own zman, you have to make a shechiyonu, you have to, it has different karbonis, like Rashi says. Rashi says, pazar keshav means pious, there's own pious, they make a pious for the kana to do the avoider then, zman, you make yon shechiyonu, regal is called its own yomtiv, korban has its own korban, shir, you say the yon shir, brocha, you have to make a new brocha, pious that means linya porichag. Kol shiva yimeyachage mafais and aleim. You don't make a pious. By shaker on Shmini Atzeres, you have to make a pious. So the kids say Shmini Atzeres has different halachis than Sukkis. But that's only said for these halachis. But the Gemara says, avolinyan tashlumin. If you want to know, can you make up for the korban you do not bring the first day Sukkis? Could you make up for it even on Shmini Atzeres? Yes. For tashlumin the halacha is tashlumin the rishonu. You can make up on Shmini Atzeres for the korban you did not bring on the first day of Sukkot. It's not like we learned the Mishnah. Mi shaloi chag b'yom tov rishon. Whoever did not bring his korbanos on the first day of Sukkot, you did not bring the korban chagiga, or you did not bring the olas riyah on the first day of Sukkot, shel chag of Sukkot, the locher is choygeg es kol haregel. You're allowed to bring it any day of Sukkot. B'yom tov achroin also. And if you didn't bring it the 7 days of Sukkot, you could even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, also you could bring it. So here you see clearly, it's called a Tashlumim, that even Shmini Atzeres is a makeup for the first day. So if so, Sukkot has 8 days to bring the Korbanos. So maybe in this Hekesh we should learn out Shavuos better from Sukkot to say 8 days, rather than just from Pesach only 7 days. So how do we know Shavuos only has 7? Maybe it has 8? So where it says the klal is, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. Whenever you go to grab something, don't grab the biggest thing, because maybe you're wrong. You might as well grab the smaller thing, then for sure you're right. So that's the klal. You don't know where to learn out from, we always learn the less rather than the more. Rashi says, tafasta mruba lo tafasta. Kol mokam shetimsa shnei drochim. Echa tafas mruba. The echa tafas mua, there's two ways to learn. One grabs more and one grabs less. Toiv lecha litfois es hamuot. You're better off grabbing the smaller amount. Shafilu oylecha litvash es amruba, because you can't go wrong. Like even if you're supposed to take the bigger amount, but tafasta samud, you only took the smaller one, tafasticha, but I call upon him what you took is it. It's also good, because you're supposed to have more. Mashen kein, if you take the bigger one, maybe the loch was on like the smaller one, and then you're doing the wrong thing. So kiss, if you don't know which word to learn out from, that's the cloud we learn out tafasta muet. You always learn out the smaller one, not the bigger amount. See, for here also, we learn out Shavuos from Pesach, that the 7 days Tashlumim, and not 8 days. The Tosafot says, L'fishyesh b'chlau mosayim ona, in 200 you have 100. So by taking the smaller, for sure it's okay. Yeah. Right, huh? For the Gemara Elul Lamai Hilchaso, Kasve Rachmon Lachaga Sukkis. So if so, then this Pasuk, Chaga Matos Chaga Shavuos, we're learning out Chaga Shavuos from Pesach. So if so, why did the Pasuk say Chaga Sukkis altogether? Why does it have to repeat itself for? For what purpose? So Gemara answers, Liakusha Lachaga Matos. Yes, it's coming to teach us Halach is about Chaga Matos also. So what does that mean? No, it's because really this Pasha is talking about the Pashas of Sukkis. There's interest in the Pashas of Sukkis anyway, why does it have to repeat itself again to say the Chag of Sukkis? Like the Hekesh is only from Shavuos to Matzos. So what do you need the word Chag HaSukkos for? So Teretz says it says Chag HaSukkos here to learn out Chag HaSukkos also from Pesach. So what are we learning out? Ma Chag HaMatzos Toyelino, just like there's a mitzvah by Pesach by night, that the day you bring the korban, you're not allowed to go home. You can't leave Yerushalayim that day. You have to sleep overnight. There's a mitzvah lino. The night after you brought the korban, you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Is av chag asukas toin lino? Who adin chag asukas also the same halacha? If you bring your korban, let's say you bring it the first day of Yom Tov. So on Mitzvah Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go home that night. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim that night. And first come the first day Chol HaMoed. That's called mitzvah lino. So now the Gemara asks, how do we know this? For us in Minolan, how do we know even by Pesach there's such a mitzvah that if you bring your korban the first day, you're not allowed to go home on Moitzoy Pesach, but you have to b'dach to sleep over? Like, how do we know this mitzvah? There's no purpose. Like, you're already mekayim the mitzvah on the regal. You brought your korbanos already. So for what purpose do you have to sleep over? So Gemara says, the chsiv, the pasuk says, Ufonisa ba'boike v'yolachta li'olecha. You should first turn and go home in the morning. Mashma, you brought your korban yesterday. Because at night you can't bring karbonis. So we're talking about you brought the korban yesterday. And still the pasuk says, when do you go home? Tomorrow morning. Mashma, that night you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. So trash your panisa ba'boike. Shulchola moyit. Dilu b'yomtiv tchumim asr. For sure you can't go home on yomtiv. It's also isa tchumim. So the pasuk is saying at daytime go home when? The next day. Chola moyit. Mashma is a mitzvah to sleep overnight. Yeah. Tanan, we learned. What's going to be if Shavuos comes out to be on Friday? The Shami says you don't bring the korban elos riyah for sure not on the first day Yom Tov, and you can't bring it on Shabbos. So therefore, the day to bring the korban is first on Sunday. Yom Rishon is the Yom Tovuach. Who Ain lo yom tavuach. No, there's no yom tavuach. There's no day to bring the korbanos. So, Pratik Mara, my love doesn't mean to say ain lo yom tavuach klal, that there's no yom tavuach at all. Rashi says ain lo yom tavuach klal. That means im lo yekrivam be yom tiv ad oid ain lem tashlumim. Like the fellow means ain lo tavuach means there's no yom tavuach. In other words, he doesn't mean that there's no korbanos at all. That's pshita. Basilashit, there is, you're allowed to bring Shalmichagiga and Oilash Riyah on Yom Tov. So now that the mitzvah is to bring it on Friday. But the Chur, it means to say of Ein Lo Yom Tovuach means that if you did not bring it on Friday, you should know there's no Motashlumim. You cannot make up for it on Sunday. So Chur, it's Mashma Basil holds there's no makeup for Shavuos, not like we just said before. So Rosh says, Loi, that's not what Basil means to say. Loi, what Basil means to say is She'eino Tzricha Yom Tovuach. Just means to tell us you do not need a Yom Tavuach. What does it mean to teach us? That you're allowed to bring the Korbanos on its day. Shavuos came out on Friday. Very good. Friday in the morning, bring your Shalmich Hagigam, bring your Elas Riyah, bring both Korbanos on Yom Tov. It's looks to bring on Korban Yom Tov. Therefore, when it comes Sunday, there's no need to bring more Korbanos. If that's what Basila meant to say, because we had this machlokes already one time. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to bring a carbon oil, even an oilless riyah cannot be brought on Yom Tov. That's Beishamai Shita. So according to Beishamai, when is the Yom Tovuach? When do you bring a carbon oilless riyah? On Sunday in such a year, when Shavuos comes out on Friday. But the Mishnah says clearly, shlamim so you're allowed to make a smicha on the shlamim, and you can bring the olas riyah on Yom Tov. So it says already in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel says you can bring the korbanos on Yom Tov. So what does Beis Hillel have to say at the end of the Mishnah? Ein lo yom tavuach. Like if it just means to say you don't need a Yom Tavuach, does he just repeating himself twice then? He said it already at the beginning of the Mishnah that you're allowed to bring your korbanos on Yom Tov. So why does he have to say again that when Shavuos comes out on Friday, you should know you don't have to bring korbanos on Sunday? So what do you mean to say? Because you're allowed to bring them on Friday. You already said that already once. Like Bishlam, the way we want to say now, that Basil is telling us another Chiddush, that true, you're supposed to bring it on Friday. But let's say somebody did not bring it on Friday, Basil is telling us a Chiddush, you can't do it anymore. Then it'll be good. That's a chiddush, that there's no tashlumim. But you want to tell me no. Even Beis Hillel agrees there is a tashlumim. If you didn't bring it, you couldn't make up. So what is Beis Hillel saying? Ein lo tvuach just means you don't need it, because you're supposed to bring it on Friday. That chiddush said already once in the Mishnah. So what do you have to repeat himself twice for? So Mara says, no, tzricha. Yes, I need two times the chiddush. Tzricha, I need it two times. The Yashmin and Behov, it would only said over here, Volkarmi Veshamai, Mishum the Yevshalamachar. Avalhocha, Eim Amoidul Le Beisilu. When did Veshamai say the case, don't bring the carbon on Yom Tif, but bring it tomorrow? That's when Yom Tif comes out in the middle of the week. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you don't bring it on Yom Tif, you can bring it the next day. So then Veshamai says, wait one day to bring it tomorrow. But when Shmuas comes out on Friday, if you don't bring it on Friday, you can't bring it tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shabbos. Maybe Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that you are allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. That's why it repeats itself a second machlokes. No, Beis Shammai still holds even on Friday, you cannot bring the korban, even though it means you're going to first bring it on Sunday. V'yashmin b'ho. If we only hear this last chiddush, we say b'ho karmi Beis Hillel. Maybe only when Shavuos comes out on Friday. Here Beis Hillel agrees, says, you're allowed to bring the carbon on Yom Tov itself on Friday. Mishum d'layev shalomachar, because you won't be able to push it off till tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shabbos. For sure, tomorrow you won't be able to bring the carbonus. Ah, will be ho. But when Shavuos comes down in the middle of the week, on a Monday or Tuesday, Eimamoydel Beis Shammai, maybe Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, just to push the carbon off one day. It's kedai not to be mechal Yom Tov. That maybe on Yom Tov you should not bring the carbon out or l'shriya, since you could bring it tomorrow, tzricha. That's why I need two times the machlekes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Teachers know, both of them hold the shit is both place. Whether tomorrow is Shabbos, or tomorrow is Choyl, according to Beis Shammai, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. You have to bring it tomorrow, or else after Shabbos. And according to Beis Hillel, in both cases, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Not only when tomorrow is Shabbos, that otherwise it would have been pushed off 2 days, but even when tomorrow is Choyl, still you're allowed to bring it today on Yom Tov. That's Beis Hillel Shita. That's why it says two times. The Rashi says, Abu Biho, the Yatzerah Shechaliyas Bera Shabbos, Eina Moidele Beis Hillel, the Ikru will be Yom Tov, Tomocha Shabbosu, Vule Korvi, Omitoich Shata Messiah Men Atabol Livshoya, Shkot Agriva Moid, and it's a Svara. Once you can't bring it today, you can't bring it tomorrow, people start giving up hope. Don't forget about bringing the carbon altogether. So maybe it's a story you should bring it on Yom Tov. Kamashko knows, still you don't bring it. That's Beshame Shita, still you don't bring it.
Right.
Toshima, Mishloi Chag Shiva Simeya Pesach, whoever did not bring us carbonus during the 7 days of Pesach, or else Ushmoinia Shimeya Chag, he didn't bring us carbonus. Has the carbon chagiga or the carbon or oilas ria? He didn't bring us throughout the 8 days of Sukkis. The Yom Tov harishon shel atzeres, or else you did not bring it the first day of Shavuos. If you did not bring the carbonus then, so the Gros says take out the word harishon. Tam the Yom Tov shel atzeres. Whoever did not bring it on the, it means the same thing. If you did not bring it on the Yom Tov of atzeres, as mashma only one day, shul vein achaygeg. You can't bring the carbon anymore. So the Chura, my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, doesn't it mean the Yom Tov of Atzeres? So Mashma, not like the Brayso before, that Atzeres only has one day to make up. If you don't bring the carbonus on the first day of Shavuos, you can't bring it anymore. Not like we learned before, that there's 7 days Tashlumim after Shavuos. So Mora says, Loi, it means Yom Tovuach. It means V'yomtev Shalatzeres means the Yom Tovuach, which means the next 7 days. Whoever did not bring it throughout the next 7 days can't bring it anymore.
The
Gemara Yehochi, if so, Nifshet Minor Techad Yom Tovuach, that Lechura, the Havamina first says means the Yom Tov Shalatzeres means the Yom Tovuach, that one day you did not bring it the day. So Mashmi is only one day Tashlumin. True, if you don't bring it on Yom Tov, you can bring it the next day. There's a make-up day. But the Chur is only Mashmi one day to make up, and not 7 days. Tzmur says, no. Eima Yimei Tvuach. Could be true, like we learned before, there are 7 days to make up for the Kabbonis of Shavuos. And it means Yimei Tvuach, the days that you can make up the Kabbonis even after Shavuos. which is another 7 days. So 7 days you have to bring the korbanos of Shavuos, your Kshami Chagiga or Olas Riyah. Toshima, back to the same shail again. Is there really a tashlum for Shavuos or not? Titoni Rabba Bashmuel. Omra Torah, Torah says, Mona Yomim, count days, the Kiddush Chodesh, and be Mekadosh to Chodesh. Trashi, Mona Yomim, Shleshim Yomim, count 30 days, the Kiddush Chodesh, Lumusafim, and then make a Rosh Chodesh. That's Nagei, you have to bring Korban, Musaf. Bring the Korbanos. Mona Yomim, the Kiddush Atzeres, same thing, count days. Rashi, Mona Yomim means Chamishim Yom, counts 50 days after the second day, from the second day of Pesach, the Kiddush Atzeres, for Korban Isov, then it comes Shavuos, and you bring the Korbanos on Shavuos. Now, my Chodesh Lemnuyev, just like Chodesh means, Rashi, Ma Chodesh, Kedushasoi, V'yechad Lemnuyev, the Rosh Chodesh is one of the 30 days, is the Chura Af Atzeres Lemnuyev, Rashi Af Atzeres, Kedushasoi, V'yechad Lemnuyev, it's one of the days. Mashmat's only one day, the Kedusha. That Atzeres only has one day. Just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day of the 30 days that you count. There also it says to count 50 days. So you're counting days, 50 of them. So what did Atzeres, the Shavuos, to bring the Korbanos, is also Mashmat's only one day. So Mashmat, there's no Tashlumim. My love, Gomar Michodesh, that Ma Chodesh Yom Echod, Af Atzeres Yom Echod, doesn't this Brisa mean to say that just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day, Hu Adin Shavuos is only one day in the Geita Korbanos? I mean, that's a one day Yom Tov, that's Trita. But the Shavuos is only one day. So what does the Brisa mean to teach us? That even for the Tashlumim, to make up for the Korbanos, there's only one day to make up, there's only one day to bring the Korbanos on Shavuos itself, and not afterwards. So who else do you see there's no Tashlumim for Shavuos? My Rav says no. The Tizbro, is it true like you're saying? Is that a svar? Is that the reasoning? Oto Atzeres, Yoyme Minyonin, Shvuya Le Minyonin? Do you want to tell me that the Indian of counting Svira, we only count the days and we don't count it by weeks? No, we count the weeks also. The Yomer Abaya said, Mitzvah Lemimna Yoyme. It's true, when you count Svira, the 50 days, there's a mitzvah to count the days. Tichsev Tisperu Chamishim Yoyme. You have to count 50 days. But there's also a mitzvah lemimne shvuye. There's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. Like we do, we count the weeks and the days. The Pasuk says, Shiva shvuyos tispo lecho. You have to count 7 weeks. So now it's very good that you count it by weeks. So therefore, just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, because it's only counted by days, so shvuyos that's counted by weeks, it also means 1 week. There's 1 week for the Tashlumim of the Korbanos. If you don't bring the Korbanos the first day of Shavuos, you can make up for the next 6 days. There's 7 days altogether. V'yoyd noch, also, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, it says, Chag Shavuos it says. And Devei Reb Lozer ben Yaakov, yeah, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, Pasha means, Chag Shavuos means the Chag of weeks. So Mashmah, the din of weeks. And Vaita, Devei Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Tana. He learned like this. Omer Kvoda Pasuk says, Ukrosem uvekutzrechem. It says, call it, and then it says to make the ksira, to cut off the ksira. Shashi, Devei Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Tono, Meyocha nafkulon tashlumim latzeres. He has a new Pasuk. This is the Pasuk how we know Bechlal, that there's a makeup for Shavuos. If he did not bring the Korbanos the first day, he had the next 6 days to bring it. The Pasuk says, Ukrosem rashi, b'yetzem ayayim azeh, the Chag HaShavuos Ksiv, it says, call today like Yom Tov, the Somach Lei V'Kutzvachem as Ktziratzachem, Shata Kareya Mikra Kodesh V'Koytzer. Now we dash like this, V'Kutzvachem, is Eze Chag Shata Kareya V'Koytzer Boy, which Yom Tov is it that you could read it, and you make a Ktzira, Hev Yom Eze Chag HaTzeres. That's called the Chag HaTzeres. So Rashi, Hev Yom Eze Chag HaTzeres, the Tony Kroh, the HaTzeres Ksivei. These people are talking about HaTzeres. Now, Amos, what are you talking about? Eli b'yomtif on yomtif itself. For the Gemara, Ksira b'yomtif mishari? Are you allowed to cut down the wheat? Are you allowed to cut down the tfu on yomtif itself? El alav, it means latashlumim. After yomtif, you're allowed to. Trash, el latashlumim means liyacha yomtif koi, after shvuas. V'kara oisa nikra kodesh. Linyan tashlumim. O matorim b'mlocha. It means that it has a Yom Tov even after the days of Shavuos. The next 6 days also have a Kedusha, Nogaya, to be making up for Kabonis. And still, those days, you're allowed to do Melacha. That's the Lashon of a Krosim of a Kutzuchim. That a Krosim means you call it a Yom Tov, it has the same Shavuos, but of a Kutzuchim, you're allowed to cut down the wheat. So when are you allowed to cut down the wheat, not on Yom Tov? It has to mean you're allowed to cut down the wheat after Yom Tov. So you say after Yom Tov is also called a Krosim, called a Yom Tov. Why is it called a Yom Tov? For Tashlumim, that if you do not bring the Korban Chagigosh or Oilas Riyah, the first day of Shavuos, you're on Shavuos, you're allowed to make up for it afterwards.